Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the second part of my studying update. Like I said last time, I had to split this episode into two because it was over 20 minutes long. And as you know, I like to try and make my episodes reasonably short, about 10 minutes. So what was I talking about last time? I was talking about using a computer and how after spending like all day looking at a computer screen, the last thing you want to do is to look at a computer screen for even longer. And I was just about to explain how lovely it is to look at a Kindle screen instead, which is like an e-ink paper-like display. So here we go. A Kindle, and when I say Kindle, I mean one with like e-ink, electronic ink, or like a paper-like display. So there's no like light coming into my eyes and tiring me out. It's just so much easier to look at. I'm completely okay with looking at that. No problems at all. No eye strain, you know. So that's why I said being able to read the books on a Kindle on an e-paper or e-ink device. That was the dream, but it didn't work sadly. And because I hate reading books on a computer, I don't tend to read that much. And it's one of the things that I've been wanting to correct for a long time. Like, listening to podcasts is great, but I've always felt that my reading has always been, like, something I really need to improve somehow. So, I found out about another ebook reader that was just sort of just like an Android device, almost like a small Android tablet, but with a paper, an e-ink display, paper-like display. And I thought, hang on a minute, if I get that, then I can just use the same software near enough that I use on my computer for reading books. So I use Firefox, and I use this like add-on, this plugin or extension for Firefox that allows like me to like really quickly just hover my mouse cursor over any word in Japanese, and there we go. There's the definition in English, and I can use that exact same extension, that exact same add-on on this tablet. So all of a sudden, I have no reason whatsoever to use my computer when I'm reading a book in Japanese. And I'm reading every single day now for at least an hour, all of a sudden, just because of this one purchase. And yes, it was a little expensive. And yes, I already have an ebook reader. And yes, my wife moaned at me for buying another one when I already have one, but it was worth it. I mean, yes, this was really like a very well, like money well spent. It was money well spent because just to be able to spend some money and for it to be the one thing that allows me to finally, you know, just read in Japanese so easily, and it's so enjoyable, and I'm learning so much, and I'm practicing so much, and I'm enjoying the books I'm reading. It's just fantastic. It's already one of the best purchases that I have made in my, what, like, Japanese studying journey, I would say, this ebook reader. And I suppose if you're interested, I don't even know how you pronounce it. It's spelt B-O-O-X, which is either going to be pronounced books or books. I should imagine it's pronounced books because, you know, it's a book reader. It would be silly if it was pronounced books, but who knows? anyway, it's called a books page, B-O-O-X page, if you're interested. But like I say, I think unless you're learning a language that doesn't have any spaces in, you know, like Chinese or Japanese, maybe it's not such an issue for you. Maybe the Kindle will work fine for you. Okay, so it's turned into a little bit of a longish episode today, which is no bad thing, you know. A few extra minutes of listening practice for you is great. So yeah, there we have it. I am reading every single day, and I am incredibly happy about it because I've wanted to find a way to do this for such a long time, and I didn't even realize I could do it. And I don't even know, how did I find this thing? How did it come into my life? I think I must have been searching for like a tablet with e-ink so I could do some reading, and then I found out, wait a minute, this thing already exists. So of course I bought it immediately, and it's working as well as I hoped it would have done. So yes, very, very happy. And like I said, my studying is going really well at the moment. All I'm doing actually is listening to podcasts, occasionally watching something on the television. Well, I say television, you know, I mean like Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that. And reading. I've stopped studying vocabulary intentionally. You know, I've stopped using Anki at the moment. I might do it a bit again in the future. I think it depends what I'm doing. So if I'm trying to focus hard on something with a lot of unknown vocabulary, then I might put some words into Anki, or I might put some sentences into Anki and study those. But generally speaking, I don't use it much anymore. I had about over 10,000 cards, you know, over 10,000, not over 10,000 words. I don't know how many unique words I had in there, because sometimes I had the same word duplicated maybe two, potentially three different times because I might see it used in a different way. So I'd have like two different sentences with the same word in two different uses. So I don't know how many unique words I had, but, you know, we're talking thousands easily, probably like 9,500 unique words in there. Well, actually, I had over 10,000 cards. So let's just say 10,000 words. But yeah, I don't know. I got so far with that, and I feel like it's just become boring, or like I need to change the way I use it for studying and just use it very occasionally. But yeah, reading, listening to podcasts, that's what I'm mostly focusing on now, and that's what I intend to keep focusing on, and we'll see how it goes. Actually, I'll tell a lie. I'm at the 16-17 minute mark almost. So yeah, we're going. This is going to be a record long podcast. I do apologize. But there is one last thing I wanted to mention quickly. One other change that I have been making. Another change that I've made recently. And that is, I have been speaking a lot more Japanese, like a lot more Japanese. So I mentioned ages ago, didn't I, that when I communicate with my wife, normally, most of the time, I'll speak in English and she'll speak in Japanese. Even in the same conversation, and we just answer each other in the language we're more familiar with. And our ability to understand each other's language is much higher than it was before. So talking like this works quite well. And recently I've just thought, I'm here. I'm living in Japan. I've got to put more effort in. I've got to put more effort in when it comes to speaking. So that's what I've been doing. I've been speaking almost exclusively in Japanese lately and using no English at all. I used a little this morning. I'll tell you why. Or perhaps I shouldn't, but we were having a little bit of a row. Do you know what a row is? A row. We say row a lot in England. It just means an argument. Not a serious one, don't worry. Just a silly argument over a silly thing. And when something like that happens, I normally revert back to English. I don't know why. I feel like I can't quite express myself properly when I'm slightly angry if I don't use English. I don't know. Maybe it's the same for you. But yeah, apart from the times when I've been a bit angry, I've been trying to stick to Japanese as much as possible. So yes, all in all, there we go. Three things. Speaking, reading, listening is what I've been doing lately. So yeah, all going very well. And I'll stick with this and then I'll give you an update in, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe 2 months. And I'll let you know how it's all going. And yeah, I hope your studying is going well as well. And if it's not, don't worry about it, you know. It's fine to like have a break every now and again or to, I don't know, sort of lose interest in it a bit. But I hope if you have, you can't have lost interest in it that much because you're listening to this podcast, obviously. But but I mean, if you feel like I should be doing a bit more perhaps, then yeah, I hope that you find a way to do that like I have recently with the purchase of this new ebook reader thing. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.